November 20th, 2012. We are learning Mesillas Yesharim. We're at the end of Perek Dalid. I want to pick off from what we left off yesterday, and we discussed Bro Mezaka Abba or Mixas Nefesh Kechol HaNefesh. We started discussing Mixas Nefesh Kechol HaNefesh, which is a very important point. Before we continue, let's just bring everybody together. Where is the Ramchal holding in this Perek? What's he doing now? He started discussing yesterday that after he just finished mentioning the din, Hashem's judgment is necessary, it has to be there, then he asked the question, where does rachamim, where does mercy come into play? And we mentioned mercy is very important. The place for mercy is where Hashem gives time for the person who did an aveira to do tshuva. Hashem also punishes, as opposed to off with his head, one shot, the lightning bolt coming down, Hashem does things slow, in slow fashion, where the person can handle it. And here we discussed, Kinnin Shenemar, as it says, Brom Ezak Abba, a mitzvah nefesh kechol nefesh. We mentioned the Medrash in Koheles Rabbah tells us, mitzvah nefesh, part of the nefesh is like the whole nefesh. What does that mean? So we said the Medrash yesterday, it's in Koheles Rabbah, Zayin Chav Zayin, Amr Reb Yitzchak, Benoyeg Sheba Ilam, Adam Nichshol Ba'Aveira, a person does an aveira. I'm reading from a perush now. It's not in the Mesillas Yesharim. It's a commentary. In the Yoshe Mesila. A person does an aveira. He's quoting the Medrash. A person does an aveira. Then he should be chayv miso l'shemayim. How does he get his kapara? So we mentioned yesterday, b'mez nischaper, meis shayroi, his ox dies. Of the tainagolosoi, he loses a chicken. Nishbarat Suluchisoi, his jog breaks. Nichshol etzboy aktana, he hurts his little finger. The yotzimin atibas dam, a drop of blood comes out. Says the Medrash, as we said yesterday, mixas nefesh kechol nefesh. Part of the soul is like the whole soul. And the point is that Hashem's rachamim is he exacts little punishments here and there. And this is the kapara, the tone for the person. I want to share with you a story where a person couldn't sleep at night and he decided to take a stroll in the town. And he sees 3 o'clock in the morning. He sees there's a candle burning and someone's up very late learning. And he finds it very, very strange, 3 o'clock in the morning. I can't sleep fine, but what are you doing learning 3 o'clock in the morning? A little while later, once again, he sees same scenario happens. He takes another stroll. 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, this person's learning. He finally decides to say to him, what are you doing up so early or so late, whatever it might be? So I'm learning something. And he says to him, well, tell me, what are you learning? He doesn't want to tell him. I can't tell you. So no, tell him what you're learning. And time goes on and on. Finally, the person falls into the pressure. He says to him, I'm studying the languages of the animals and the trees. He says, what? You know what they're saying? You can understand what they're saying, but I can't tell you. And time goes by, and this person is shepherding him. He says, please teach me. I want to know what they're saying. I want to understand the language. I never did well in grammar school, so at least this. So the person, once again, he teaches the language, and he told him, it's not for you to know, but he forces him to teach him the languages. And this person who couldn't sleep felt like this is the best thing in his life. He knows what the birds say, he knows what the sounds the trees make. So what does he do? He goes on a trip one day, and as he's traveling, he hears the birds talking to each other, that this person will call him Reuven. It's always Reuven, Yaakov Reuven. We'll call him Reuven. So he says, Reuven, he is going to be traveling over that bridge, and his wheel from the wagon is going to break, and all of his goods that are in the wagon are going to get lost. So he says, this is great. He goes out, he checks his wheel of his wagon, he sees, oh, it was loose. He tightens it up, goes over the bridge, nothing happened. It's wonderful. He's traveling again. Another situation happens where he hears the trees making some rustling. I know what that means. And he was also, he just made a deal. He bought some beautiful stones, emeralds, pearls, diamonds. And he hears the tree saying that the person doesn't realize the sack he put it in is weak. And he's going to travel with this sack and it's going to go make a hole and he's going to lose it all. So he says, oh, I'll lose all my money. He double wraps it, puts a good sack, hefty duty, puts it in there. Ah, he saved himself. He's great. Baruch Hashem, he's happy again. Then this person who taught him the languages gets a bang at the door. Says, gotta let me in. I have to talk to you. Says, what's the matter? He says to him, I just heard the animals talking. They said that a group of thieves are going to come over and kill me. What do I do? How do I save myself? How do I protect myself? He says, what do you mean? And then he tells him the first two stories. How he first saved himself by losing his fortune. He fixed the wheel of the wagon, didn't fall into the river. The next time, he fixed the sack. He didn't lose the gold and diamonds there. The one who taught him the languages of the birds and the trees said to him, I told you, it's not for you to know. Don't you understand what happened? You were deserving of Misa, of death. Hashem said, I'm going to punish you, but I love you. I'm going to do it in a way where you'll lose some money. Some financial situations will go bad. Your business deals will go bad. Mitzas nefesh kechol ha-nefesh. But you got smarter. And you figured you'll take care of that. You fixed the wheel on the wagon. The second time, you've double-wrapped that bag. What can I tell you now? This is the mashal. Okay, we can take a deep breath now. Just the mashal. Now, the nimshal is it's true. The nimshal is, we don't know the languages of the birds. At least I don't. Maybe you do. We don't know what the trees are saying. If you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he did. Okay. And he was the smallest Talmud of Hillel HaZakkai. Okay. The greatest Talmud, Yonis ben Uziel, says that whenever he would learn Torah, Kol oif ha-pareich olav miyad nisraf. When the bird would fly over his head, be singed. So I joke that, see, when the person learns Torah, everything is done for him. He would have his food ready, barbecue chicken, right, for lunch. There's no shechita there. So anyway, we'll not get into that right now. Let's be serious now. What we're discussing here is that mixes nefesh kechol ha-nefesh. The Ramchal is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing chesed for us. We don't see how it's chesed, but it is our chesed because we deserve a little patch. And Hashem's judgment with rachem and mercy are coming together and is doing it in a way which where it's best for us to handle it. He continues and says, Darche chesed heim lekabel es hamuot kemeruba. Ach loyim is nagdim umachishim mamish minas adin. The way of Hashem's chesed, Hashem's kindness, is to accept Hashem gives it in a way where we can handle, like we just explained. And it doesn't contradict din. Judgment is judgment. Because the judgment says the person should be punished. Hashem says, I'm going to implement rachamim, mercy. So when he's punished in a way where he'll be able to deal with it. As opposed to immediate off with his head. But to say Hashem will just turn the other way and not watch over those little averos or even the big ones, that Hashem doesn't do. And as we explained, it's for our benefit Hashem doesn't do that. When we explained the halachas of tefillin, that a person doesn't want to come up to Shemayim without a forehead, without a head, because he didn't put the tefillin in the right spot, and every part of his body corresponds to a different organ and aver and limb and sinew. And if he doesn't fulfill his mitzvah properly, he ruins that part of the body. So Hashem has to give him the kapara to perfect it, to atone for it. It can't be that Hashem just lets things go. It's not in our benefit. If in regards to the Midas Adin, a person's din, Hashem will exact the punishment. Of course, there's always tshuva, and I want to mention here, I think it's very appropriate to mention, the Svarim explain that when a person shvitzes and learns Torah, Limud Torah is not an easy thing. It's not easy to learn Torah. When a person works hard, it's possible to have his yesurim, his suffering, could come from learning Torah. That means he doesn't have to stub his toe. That means he doesn't have to have a bag of diamonds fall down into the sewer. I was once in a hotel, and a lady's ring went down the drain, diamond ring. So they had the trap door, the whole big story. I think Baruch Hashem they found it. It's thousands of dollars besides the sentimental value to it. These things don't have to happen if a person schwitzes and learns Torah. I want to share with you Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that Talmidei Chachamim are marmi shalom ba'olam. Talmidei Chachamim bring peace to the world. The Chassam Sofer explains that everything has a gzar din. Everything, there's a gzera. A person will have, he'll live 220 years. He won't get the flu this year, or he will get the flu. Whatever is decreed by Rosh Hashanah time, everything is decreed. The gas prices, believe it or not, everything is taken into account. Hashem goes through the whole system. How much fighting there will be in the world as well? Strife, disputes, is also there in the calculation of the year. Just before I was sitting there, one chavrusa says to me, I disagree with my chavrusa. He learns like this, I learn like this. The chenvan should be chayiv. No, the balagama should be chayiv. They're having machlekes. Says the Chassam Sofer. There has to be X amount of machlekes. Because there is, that's what it was preordained. For whatever reasons, Hashem's reasons. It can take place, not with a husband and wife fighting, not with man and man fighting, but with two chavrusas fighting. Fighting for understanding the pshat in the Torah. We see how beautiful and important it is. This is our oxygen. Much better to fight over here and get a pshat than somewhere else, chas v'shalom. Fighting l'shma. Chazal tevchei namru chazal emedrash. Marich apei v'gavi delay. Hashem collects that which is His. He has marach apei. He's merciful. But gavi delay. But if a person still needs to be punished, he'll bring out the punishment because the person needs it for his benefit. Nimsa shein la adam haroitz lefkayach einav pitoi sheyuchal lispata isboy levilti hizor ma'isav taches hazehirus ledatik bam taches hadiktok. He's ending off the parak and he's telling us a person cannot be diluted in his mindset to think, you know what? The little ones, it's not such a bad thing. Eventually those little ones, they cause like a spider web. You know the spider webs, when they start, that one little string. Now I'll tell you, I was teaching not too long ago, and in the middle of teaching, all of a sudden, one student jumps up, and she's petrified. And the student sitting in front of her, she jumps up, what's going on? She's petrified, but she doesn't know what she's afraid of. So can I ask you what's going on? I said. So there was a little spider that came down from the ceiling, and you know, I don't know, Charlotte, I don't know who it was, and right next to her. So I just picked up the spider web and I opened the window and I like kill it. You know, the guy petrified. I threw it out the window. There's no reason to kill it if you don't have to. The spider web is very thin. One little web is thin. When it wraps itself around and the person by mistake doesn't realize he gets through it. It's thick. It's disgusting. When a person doesn't do, when he does the little mitzvah he doesn't do, and he continuously doesn't do the little mitzvahs, says like in Parshas Ekev, the mitzvah shaladam dosh by kevav, they become like the big averus now. The little ones become big ones. A person should not think Hashem puts them aside. Hein kol eila hashkoves shiyashkif aleihen ha'odom v'yikne bo amidas azahirus vadei im baal nefesh hu. This is the proper approach, says the Ramchal. We have to realize Hashem loves us. He doesn't say these words, but that's what I'm saying. That's what the meaning is. And that's why Hashem does not ignore the Averos. And the Din comes, but with the Rachamim. That's what he's teaching us here. Let's begin now. Yes.
The negative event that happens to us, we don't know what sin correlates to that negative event.
Okay, so there's truth to that. So Rabbi Ephraim here is bringing out a good point. We don't have a Navi today. We don't have prophets. Gemara says, where can you find prophecy today? Gemara about Basra and Daf Yud. You find by Shaitim, by fools, and by Tinaikis, by children. But the Nevi'im, we don't have to say, listen, this would happen to me, what do I have to fix? However, there is a Marsha. The Marsha and other Svarim as well tell us that Hashem runs the world, Mida Kinegan Mida, measure for measure. And to some degree, a person can look into his actions, and we are supposed to do some introspection, and that's what the pishpush means, look into our actions, and see, why did this thing happen to me over here? The Ramban says from Chazal, "B'makom ha'mishpat shomi ha'resha v'chait," which means the place where the justice is, that's where the sin was. That's why Hashem is talking to the person in that situation. Now, it could be a person that is not able to hit the nail on the head and get a precise, clear reading. But I will tell you from the Gra. And the Grot says that if a person tries his utmost to do tshuva, he will, and Hashem knows what his utmost is. He will do tshuva. I wonder, before we even start Perikei, why is it that the Bezdin in this world, I'll give you a case I saw from the Mesillas Hasharim and the commentaries from Yaakov Hillel. And he says like this. Imagine a scenario. We live now in a generation with Bezdin. We're going back in time now. We're going on a trip. Okay, we're on a class trip, okay? We're back to the future. Okay. Now, okay. We live in a generation where there's a Sanhedrin. That means the case we're discussing now, we'll give a different name to Reuven. Yankel. Yankel goes ahead and he kills someone. And there are two witnesses that witness this act. Now, if they go to Bezdin, this Yankel will be killed. Misa, death sentence. What happens is, for whatever reason, in this case that we're giving now, they did not go to Bezdin. In the meantime, Yankel realizes the severity of what he just did, this crime. He runs away. He does a tremendous tshuva. He becomes a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Years later, Shmerel and Beryl, they meet up. They just finished learning a parasha that talks about a person who has testimony to give and he doesn't give testimony. It's an Avera. They have to give testimony. They learned the Gemara Makos. They came to the call nights later. Right. Very good. They decide to go to Bezdin. And they go testify on this Yankel. Yankel now is a big Talmud Chacham. Looks like a big tzaddik. What do we do? Do we give him the death sentence? Or do we say, no, listen. He did tshuva. The halacha is, he has to be killed. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Yairi L'Soif Daitish Aladim. Only Hashem knows the depths of a person's mind to the degree of his tshuva. Bezdin doesn't do that. They can't see. They don't have the x-ray vision in his mind. They have the law book how Hashem gave us in this world. So he has to be killed, and his death is the atonement for his, for what he needs, for his avera. Says the Gra that when a person does a tshuva, as much as his tshuva can go, all the way to the fullest extent, he gets his kapara. So it's true. As much as we can, we don't know what we did wrong. We can try to understand. Okay, you know, we can take out the rule book and say, "This did I do this avera?" What we can figure things out, perhaps. Just like an accountant goes through every single nekuda, we can try to find something. But even if we can't, because the mida kenegi mida doesn't match up so much for our understanding, if a person does the tshuva to the highest degree, he still will be successful and Hashem will accept his tefillas. Now, we'll just scratch the surface on Parakei and then pick up tomorrow. The Ramchal here is discussing, after we just mentioned in Parak Dalet, the importance of Zahirus, of watchfulness in our actions, the Yitzhahara is always involved. You know, it's like if we count the people who are here, not by person, because they're not allowed to do that, the Yitzhahara is here also. You know, Mashchela Beis Medrash, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Hei says, bring him to the Beis Medrash. No, can't do that. Well, we don't have Baruch Hashem, we're doing well without dominion. Well, don't worry about it. So, the Yitzhahara knows we just finished learning Perek Dalet. So he knows we all want to be Zahir in our mitzvahs. So now his next step is like this. His next step is, okay, I have to make sure that they don't become Zahir. They're not watchful with their actions. So there are three ways, says the Ramchal, the Yitzhahara comes to attack us in such a way. Let's just read the first couple of lines and we'll stop for today. Bebeir parakei bebeir mafsidi azahirus v'harachok mehem. Hinei mafsidi hamid azois umarchikeho heim shloisha. There are three ways that the Yitzhar comes to attack us, that we should not become zohir in our actions. Hu atipul v'atir d'haylamis. Basically it means the dealings and the distractions of this world. Each person has their own Yitzhahara in regards to his everyday life and how the Yitzhahara, every person ever do something and sit down, okay, you know, 5 minutes, an hour and a half goes, what just happened? Where'd the time go? The Yitzhahara, he makes a big check. I got him. An hour and a half, I just wasted of his time. An hour and a half. We said the story, the Chavetz Chaim said he would donate 1 minute of his life. How many times has this happened to people? Hasheni, haschoik v'halotzoin. Laughter, taking that which is lotzoin, like sonis, that which is serious now, of course you're supposed to laugh and be happy. If it's a good joke. But we're saying, in a serious point, when the person takes a serious matter, and then he makes late sonis out of it, he mocks it, he scoffs it, that's late sonis. These two ways is how the Yitzhahara attacks a person and says, ah, listen, we're small neshamas in this generation. Come on, be real. This is for the Chassam Sofer. This Mesilas Sharim is for the Vilna Gaon. Okay, so they're not here today. For the people like Rav Yashiv, for Moshe Feinstein's. But for the average person like me, come on. That's how the Yitzhahara attacks the person. Vashlishi hachevra haro nedabra behem echad le'echad. The third way that the Yitzhar comes to attack the person is with a bad group of friends. The bad group of friends, they feed off each other. And each one encourages the next person that things are not serious, it's not necessary. And then you have the slogans out there in the world. Nike, just do it. Right? What does just do it mean? There's no brains. Don't think. Just elevate. The encouragement of without thinking. And unfortunately, this generation, I live here as well in this generation, is a generation, people aren't thinking. And that's what the Ramchal was telling us earlier. Mitzvah anoshim lumada. People have to be careful not to do the mitzvahs out of rote, like a robot. We'll stop here for today. Mitzvah Shem, we'll pick up from Perikei. Thank you.